case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
I don't know if this has been happening to you, but these past, I'm going to say 2 weeks, the spam calls have really gone up a notch.
They have ramped up.
Yes, and a lot of the time they're coming from numbers that are mobile numbers.
I know. That's
and
so annoying.
We noticed one yesterday when my boyfriend got one. The number that was calling him looked very similar to his own.
Yeah.
Which was like a very kind of weird thing that I hadn't noticed before, but I was like, okay. So they're really annoying, and usually like you answer it and it's just like this awkward silence until you say a word, and then the computer starts going. It's like, hi, this is Nicole from the NBN. And you're like,
Nicole. Oh my God, hey, how are you?
But a new one popped up. I think the beginning of this week, guys got it, was a text message that would say, you have like a missed call, to listen to the message, and then it has a link and you went to click it. No. And as soon as I got that, I was like, Mr. Spammy Spam, what are you doing? So deleted it straight away. I'm not the only one getting these text messages.
No.
A lot of people are.
Yeah.
And turns out Telstra is quite aware of it. And Em Rusciano, the comedian and singer in person, she's the one that's kind of gotten to the bottom of it almost. And
right.
Given us all the facts. So she posted on her Insta story being like, Telstra, what's going on? Like, do you know what's happening? And turns out whoever's looking after Telstra's Instagram was also getting the messages. And so they're fully across the situation.
Yeah.
So this is what's happening with these text messages. Apparently, it is an Android malware known as FluBot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's originated overseas. And basically, the SMS will state that you've received a new voicemail message, provide a link, and that link is to a malicious website. And once you click on it, it will attempt to install Android malware on your mobile device. The link is unique for every recipient.
Okay.
So every single text message that's going out is different, and it's quite hard to block because they're coming from legit handset devices and numbers all over the world. So Telstra just can't block everyone's numbers.
Every number, yeah.
So once this FluBot has taken hold of your phone, so if you click the link and it downloads this stuff onto your phone, it starts spamming other numbers. So there's a like it's a possibility that if I'm getting this text message, someone who has my number has already clicked on this link. And then it goes out to all of their contacts and it just goes and finds more victims and it just kind of spreads.
Spreads, yeah.
But rest assured, Telstra is aware of it. They are working on it the best that they can. In the meantime, they said a quick fix is most popular antivirus apps will clean it up.
Okay.
So you can just do a bit of an app store search for one of them and hopefully that will help. But also, don't ever click the dodgy link.
No.
Like ever.
Never.
It just makes me think the whole idea that if you click on this link and it downloads, then it can start spreading to your contacts.
Mm.
It makes me think, have you seen Wreck-It Ralph 2? He breaks the internet.
No.
Oh, there's a bit where a virus gets a hold of him and it just takes on Ralph's personality and just spreads all over the internet. I'm like, oh my God, this is what's happening here in Australia.
With just through text messages.
Power Ballarat, Josh and Maddie.